Is your appetite sometimes out of control? Are you unable to stop eating even when you're full? Download our new Intelligent Medicine video, Defensive Eating, Taming Your Addiction to Food. There's a physiological basis for food addiction. The food industry has gripped our brains using powerful food science. Find out what we can do about it. Go to drhoffman.com to download this important video. We will arm you with proven strategies to change your eating behavior forever. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and while it's kind of a summer doldrum time of year, you know, we're mired in the midst of August and hot temperatures, rain across the country. There's still a lot happening on the health front, and I'm going to share that with you today. So if you've got an hour or two, please join us. And you can join the conversation by calling us at 888-302-3684, 888-302-3684. I'm in the doctor's office, and you can join me with your question, 888-302-3684. And among the stories that we're going to tackle this hour and next, we're going to talk about a very landmark article that appeared in the New England Journal of Medicine about GMOs, genetically modified organisms, and it is a cautionary editorial about the consequences of biotechnology. This is amidst a rush to judgment in Congress, as Congress tries to pass something called the DARC Act, which would actually prohibit states and localities from permitting labeling of GMO products. So we're going to talk a little bit about that later in the program. Also, we're going to talk about why it is that tomatoes, some people claim, worsen their arthritis. What's up with that? Tomatoes and nightshades. We'll cover that in just a few moments. 888-302-3684 is our number. And I have an article here entitled, Why Some Women Are Microwaving Their Armpits. Now, don't try this at home. You know, it doesn't mean sticking your underarm into a microwave. I'm not sure how you do that because, how do you close the door, right? But this is the latest fad, apparently, in elective dermatology. You know, you can get Botox for your wrinkles. You can laser your scalp to stimulate your hair growth. You can homogenize your fat with ultrasound devices. You can blast your bikini line with YAG laser to eliminate unwanted hair. But the reason for this new trend is because some women don't want to break a sweat. Yeah, I mean, that can ruin your clothes. It can be embarrassing. It can be smelly. Goodness gracious. How can you possibly show a little sweat line on your brand new outfit? So to eliminate odor, some women are going to extreme lengths via a device called the MiraSmooth, which claims to both eliminate sweating and underarm hair. Already they have devices that can eliminate hair with lasers, but this one purports to eliminate sweating as well. According to Miramar Labs, the creators of MiraSmooth, the treatment is non-invasive and it can be completed within 60 minutes. It's offered by dermatologists and other cosmetic therapy type people. It is FDA cleared. I'm not sure what that means, FDA cleared as opposed to FDA approved. It is said that after one or two treatments, depending on how severe you sweat, there's no more sweat or odor in your underarms. But the principle is, unlike lasers, which require hair to be dark in order to work, microwave energy, and they show like a little device, and it looks like it kind of looks like a fancy hair dryer. You know, it's a portable device, handheld device that the therapist applies to your underarms. No, there's not a consumer device that you can pick up at an appliance store. But there, you go to a place, and this device has to be carefully administered because there can be significant pain and swelling after treatment, and that's variable in severity. In fact, in order to get the treatment, you got to get shots of a local anesthetic, you know, like Novocaine at a dentist's office in your armpit, and the swelling may last from 1 week to a few weeks. It may be minor, but it may be as bad as a grapefruit-like massive swelling in the underarm, according to a dermatologist who has reviewed this procedure. And many dermatologists, they're kind of cautious about adopting this procedure because they think it's not yet ready for prime time. Also, you can have temporary altered sensation because there may be some nerve injury. And that is dependent on the energy level of the treatment and also the thickness of your skin. Thinner patients have a higher risk of nerve injury because there's less fat in the underarm area to shield the nerves from damage. And let's not also forget about the financial cost, which is said to be in the couple thousand dollar range. So is it worth it? Is it safe? Is this a passing fad, or will this revolutionize our way of treating underarm sweating? Oh, by the way, another consequence of shutting off your underarm sweating is that your body may compensate. And you may start sweating in places you never imagined could sweat. That is at least theoretically possible because the body wants to cool itself. That's the body's natural cooling methodology. Dogs don't sweat, so they have to go. They have to pant. And maybe, you know, one of the consequences of microwaving your armpit, maybe that you start panting like a Shih Tzu after your armpit is neutralized by this mirror smooth treatment. All right, 888-302-3684 is our number, and we got lots to talk about this hour. Let's take a look at a couple of studies that highlight the benefits of cranberries. We posted one of these articles on our website at drhoffman.com, my good colleague, Dr. Leo Galland, who's a physician in New York and a very, very intelligent guy, wrote an article that is entitled Cranberry Helps Prevent Heart Disease and Reduces Diabetes Risk Factors. Okay, the research is based on feeding 8 weeks' worth of meals to 56 healthy adult volunteers. One group drank a glass of unsweetened cranberry juice twice daily, and the other group drank a placebo beverage that had a similar color and flavor. I guess it was bitter to make it seem like cranberry. And at the start and end of the experiment, the researchers measured things like blood pressure, blood sugar levels, blood lipids, C-reactive protein, which is a marker of inflammation. And what ended up happening is that individuals drinking two glasses of low-calorie cranberry juice a day improved across all these measures. They say that this could be associated with a 10% lower risk of heart disease and a 15% lower risk of stroke. Why is it that cranberries are beneficial? Well, they are power-packed with polyphenols such as you find in apples, blueberries, grapes, or cherries. I guess any of these other fruits would do, but cranberries are particularly rich in beneficial polyphenols, not just good for the urinary tract, but some of you ladies who are taking cranberry concentrate or drinking unsweetened, it's got to be unsweetened because it is so bitter. Cranberry juice is really tart, and so if you you drink it straight, it's going to be bitter, and the temptation is to add tons of sugar, which would reverse the benefits of the helpful polyphenols. Also this week, another article about cranberry. Powdered cranberry combats colon cancer in mice. The researchers gave powdered cranberry extracts to mice, and what they found was that mice given the whole cranberry extract had about half the number of colon tumors as mice that received no cranberry in their chow, and the tumors in the cranberry-fed mice were also smaller. So the researchers say what we found was pretty encouraging. All preparations of cranberry were helpful to some degree, but the whole cranberry extract was the most effective. Pretty cool. So think cranberry. Also, whether it's powdered cranberry in a concentrated supplement or whether it's unsweetened cranberry juice, you can get benefits against the three leading killers in America, heart disease, stroke, and even cancer. 888-302-3684. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you could be more heart healthy just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? It's called Superbeets, and I can help you try it risk-free. Superbeets is loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body, and this equals an increase in energy and stamina without stimulants. Dietary nitrates are incredible for supporting healthy blood pressure, too. I drink Superbeets in the morning for energy, at the gym for extra long workouts, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up without the jittery side effects. Call 1-800-664-5617 or go to danishootsbeats.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You also get the free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, danishootsbeats.com.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and you can participate. You can become part of Intelligent Medicine. You can ask your questions by calling us at 888-302-3684, 888-302-3684. And there's this theory that if you have osteoarthritis, that it's a good idea to avoid the nightshade family of foods. And I found that this works in about a quarter of our patients, maybe less, maybe 20% of our patients, that avoiding nightshades being tomatoes, eggplant, green peppers, and it's also thought that nicotine is a problem, but if you smoke cigarettes, that's bad for you in any case, that these are the foods that have a tendency to cause arthritis to flare. And this has been debated back and forth, and nobody can figure out precisely what mechanism causes this. But now researchers seem to have gotten a handle on it. This is the time of year when tomatoes abound. There are just so many tomatoes. They taste great. They're available. And so I've got all these tomatoes. It's a rush to figure out different ways to prepare the tomatoes. And when the tomatoes get a little overripe, I saute them with peppers and with onions and throw in some garlic and some Mediterranean spices. And then I use the, I save the garnish, and I can spoon that into an omelet, or I can put that on a piece of gluten-free toast. It's a good way to handle your tomatoes. Or you can make a tomato sauce from scratch instead of buying it in a jar. But some people are intolerant to tomatoes, and so they studied this at New Zealand's University of Otago, and they found a biological basis for the belief that it's not just an old wives' tale. They studied individuals with gout. Gout is due to high uric acid. And so, we're not yet talking about osteoarthritis, but stay with me because there's a connection. They asked individuals who had gout what their trigger foods were. And of 2,051 New Zealanders with clinically verified gout, 71% reported having one or more food triggers. So typically red wine, it could be organ meats or red meat in general. Seafood certainly can be a trigger. But tomatoes were listed as a trigger in 20% of these cases. Tomatoes were found to be the fourth most commonly mentioned trigger. And so what's up with that? I mean, is it just like a belief? Well, it turns out that tomatoes are linked to higher levels of uric acid in the blood. They actually can raise uric acid. Now, typically we think of, purines. Purines raise uric acid. They're found in meat and fish in particular. But there's, tomatoes aren't necessarily a high purine food, yet they can raise uric acid. Okay, so, all right, that's gout. That's a relatively uncommon condition. A far more common condition, almost a ubiquitous condition in older adults, is osteoarthritis. So what's the deal with tomatoes triggering, say, knee pain or wrist pain or finger pain or hip pain? How could that possibly be? Well, it turns out that researchers recently looked at 159 people who had knee osteoarthritis, but no history of gout. They did not have gout. But the researchers found that the severity of their osteoarthritis in their knees was strongly correlated with the amount of uric acid that was present in the knees. And so these individuals did not have gout, but the uric acid deposited as crystals in their knees and was associated with a higher pain score in osteoarthritis. And that may cinch the connection between tomatoes and nightshade foods and arthritis. We finally know the mechanism by which this happens. So if you've got osteoarthritis, you've got pain in wherever, give it a shot. Try a nightshade-free diet. You can Google it on the internet, what foods to avoid, and you may benefit. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Cedarside.com has been a leader in the organics movement, creating natural do-it-yourself solutions to insect issues for nearly 20 years. We've only begun to understand the harmful side effects of synthetic chemicals and chemical insect sprays, but the findings are significant. Do-it-yourself natural solutions deserve our consideration. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Go to cedarside.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping or call 844-780-6727 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Replace all your personal and indoor chemical insect sprays with a single bottle of Cedarside Original. Go online to cedarside.com/Hoffman or call now 844-780-6727. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Say no to harmful synthetic chemicals today. Use cedarside.com for a chemical-free world.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I know a lot of y'all are on summer vacation, but we'd love you to call us 888-302-3684. In fact, Cedarside is making available a package to give away to a lucky listener. The Cedarside Original Biting Insect Spray Sample Pack with 1, 2.5, and 4-ounce spritzers. Convenient sizes for all your travel and daily needs and for your personal use and for your pets. A $24 value, and the first caller will receive that. So 888-302-3684. This week, the cancer world was shattered, literally shaken up, after the results of an important study were released. And the implications of this study are pretty astonishing. If you've got cancer, don't just stand there. Do nothing. Yeah, do not do something. Do nothing. And we've already seen this, to some extent, an evolution in prostate cancer, because there is a type of early prostate cancer where watchful waiting can be undertaken, or better yet, something that has been dubbed by my good colleague, you frequently hear on podcasts at drhoffman.com, or Intelligent Medicine Podcast. He's a frequent guest, Dr. Aaron Katz. He talks about active holistic surveillance. He's got a radio program, and he's really pioneered this approach, which essentially says if you've got early prostate cancer, you don't have to cut it out with surgery, burn it out with radiation, or use hormonal treatments or even chemotherapy. Just observe and do healthy things, and your chances of survival will be equal to or better than if you'd undertaken aggressive therapy. When we're now beginning to see this in a form of breast cancer, which is called DCIS, ductal carcinoma in situ. Now, as many as 60,000 American women each year are told they have DCIS. It's stage zero on a scale of 1 to 4, 4 being metastatic, 1 being, you know, a fairly sizable localized lesion, and every number in between is associated with a worse state of affairs. They did this big study in Journal of the American Medical Association, and they followed 100,000 women for 20 years. And what they found was that women who had DCIS, by the way, the treatment for DCIS can be pretty radical. It may involve a localized excision, but it often involves a mastectomy, just take the whole breast off, or even bilateral mastectomy. Both breasts are taken off. The theory being that, no, it's not cancer, but it's highly predictive of risk of cancer in the other breast. So many women hearing this diagnosis, with encouragement of their doctors, they undertake a bilateral mastectomy, both breasts off with sometimes reconstruction or not. And so this is really upsetting the apple cart. It turns out that the chances of dying of breast cancer in the two decades, 20 years after treatment, was 3.3%. No matter which procedure the women had, whether they had a lumpectomy or a mastectomy, or whether they had no treatment. So, you know, this is very, very revolutionary. And, you know, what are the implications? Well, according to one doctor quoted here in this article in the New York Times, the facts lead to a very blunt assessment. After a surgeon has removed the aberrant cells for a biopsy and confirmed DCIS, I think the best way to treat DCIS is to do nothing. To do nothing. But, you know, I dissent from that, which I think that the best way to do that is to, okay, you get the diagnosis. It's not you're doing nothing, but you do active breast cancer prevention with proper diet, exercise, weight optimization, the right supplements. We know that certain supplements have an anti-breast cancer effect, e.g. CG, curcumin, vitamin D, omega-3 fatty acids, and I could go on and on. In fact, I think I'll write an article on the things to take for breast cancer prevention. And maybe we're just launching a new wave of active holistic surveillance for women with DCIS in parallel with the success of men who have early prostate cancer, Gleason 6 or lower, who are electing not to have a radical treatment to excise their prostate or radiate it with consequences. These treatments are consequential. There is a downside to aggressive treatment. And our big concern is ultimately, will people live or die? And according to the study, it makes no difference whatsoever. In future, maybe we'll have tests which will determine if the cells in the DCIS are more aggressive. Maybe this will help us differentiate which women need more aggressive treatment. But so far, it appears that something that we've been doing, and a hallowed tradition in breast cancer treatment, may be doing very little at all to stem the tide of breast cancer mortality. Very, very important study. All right, 888-302-3684, and we have a winner. We have a recipient of the Cedarside Original Biting Insect Spray Sample Pack with 1, 2.5, and 4-ounce spritzers. That's $24 value. That goes to Deanna in Iowa. How you doing, Deanna?
Wonderful.
Hey, are you getting are you overdosing on politicians out there? It seems like there's a politician for each inhabitant of Iowa now.
Yes.
Do you have your own personal politician?
Well, I like one, but I don't think he's mine.
All right, let's not go there. It's not a political show. But, you guys are getting bombarded out there. In fact, they're spending so much money there, they should just give you the money. You know, they're probably spending a couple hundred bucks for every inhabitant of Iowa.
I would vote for them all then.
Yeah, there you go. You're a mercenary. Okay, so let's talk about your question.
Yes, I've always had an overactive bladder, and I have a pain in my left side.
Which actually has a name. It's called OAB. Overactive.
Yes.
It's considered now a medical condition. Yeah.
And instead of going with the prescription medicine, I went ahead and had it. They called it an AMP or something that was some kind of lift and sling, and they took out my uterus and
not a Singapore sling.
Not a Singapore sling.
It was like a bladder suspension. Okay, it's a type of surgery that helps.
Yeah.
Because you had probably a dropped bladder or dropped uterus. Have you had kids,
right,
Deanna?
I had 4.
Okay, so boom. So that puts you at higher risk for pelvic abnormalities, right, and dropped bladder. Okay, so you had that. You kind of tightened things up there with surgery.
Right, and the leakage helped, but I go to the restroom more often. It didn't help the pain in my left side. I don't know if it's my ovary or if it's my kidneys. I take a lot of cranberries.
Right.
Hoping it helps.
What cranberry will help with, Deanna, is it will help to reduce the incidence of infection. But it doesn't help overactive bladder. In fact, cranberry itself may be an irritant to the bladder. It's not going to change your frequency. So things that you could do, one of the things you could do is there's a pelvic floor physical therapy. There's actually people who specialize in that. Iowa's a rural state, but, there's big cities there and university centers where they probably have people who do pelvic floor therapy, which is a form of biofeedback that helps. Essentially, it teaches you to reinstate your Kegel muscles, which help to firm up the bladder. And it often helps with urinary frequency. It's a non-invasive treatment, so you don't have to take medication. Medication often dulls people's senses, makes them feel groggy, and is not so good. Also, I have found that with certain people, it's a matter of a food sensitivity. It may be a matter of you're sensitive to dairy, or maybe you're, having, certain foods that irritate the bladder. Chemicalized foods, MSG, these are things that can irritate the bladder in some cases, but we kind of have to do some detective work and eliminate the foods that are a problem. Overall, losing weight is helpful because you reduce the pressure on your bladder, because if you have, blubber around your midsection, it increases the pressure around the bladder. That can actually create more of a problem. So these are some of the things that that you can do. I don't think that there's a supplement per se that is going to relax the bladder. The other thing about overactive bladder is behavioral, is that people who undertake training for overactive bladder are encouraged to hold their urine for longer and longer periods of time, not to the point, obviously, where they, develop a backup into their kidneys, and, that's dangerous. It's behaviorally, people who begin to have more and more urgency tend to relieve themselves more frequently, and that creates a kind of a less of a tolerance for a full bladder, and then it's a vicious cycle. So see if you can find. Are you near Des Moines or any main place in Iowa?
I'm halfway between Des Moines and Omaha, so I didn't do that pelvic floor therapy. I actually did that before I had
surgery. Oh, you did it. Okay, good for you. And it wasn't sufficient for you.
Right, and I do have a lot of allergies, so I think you're probably onto something there. I have tons of allergies.
Boom. So that, you know, and this sounds really crazy, but we often find that elimination of certain foods, and you may want to just try an elimination diet. We use a product called Core Restore, which you can find at drhoffman.com, and it enables people to follow an elimination diet and not starve. It's a, sort of a protein powder and a detoxification program that enables people to follow a very clean diet, you know, avoiding the main allergens for a week or two. And you'd be surprised what symptoms are alleviated. You know, I personally have experienced urinary frequency from, you know, I don't eat wheat and dairy, but at one point I did an experiment. I added lots of wheat and dairy to my diet just to see what would happen. And within a day, my main symptom, it wasn't nasal congestion as I thought it might be, but it was a urinary frequency, bladder allergy. So, you know, I'm cautious and avoid wheat and I avoid dairy. And, you know, works better for me, and it does for a lot of my patients. Thank you very much for calling. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I haven't done gluten for 3 years, but I might have to try dairy and see if
you got to try dairy. Dairy is, and especially in children, you know, kids who wet their beds, it is really a worthwhile maneuver, parents, to try a dairy-free diet. If your kid is a bedwetter, it's not 100%, but it could make a difference. So give it a shot. Hey, Deanna, stay on the line, please, because we want to send you that gift pack of Cedarside Original Biting Insect Spray. So stay on the line and give our producer, Al Peterson, your vitals so that they can send you that gift. Thank you very much for calling. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide, where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Cedarside.com has been a leader in the organics movement, creating natural, do-it-yourself solutions to insect issues for nearly 20 years. We've only begun to understand the harmful side effects of synthetic chemicals and chemical insect sprays, but the findings are significant. Do-it-yourself natural solutions deserve our consideration. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Go to cedarside.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping or call 844-780-6727 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Replace all your personal and indoor chemical insect sprays with a single bottle of Cedarside Original. Go online to cedarside.com/Hoffman or call now 844-780-6727. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Say no to harmful synthetic chemicals today. Use cedarside.com for a chemical-free world.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684, should you care to call us. And this week, we recorded, I think, one of our most exciting podcasts ever at drhoffman.com with Stephanie Seneff, who talks to us about the potential hazards of GMOs. This comes in the wake of an opinion piece in the New England Journal of Medicine, which calls for investigation of the toxic effects of glyphosate, which is Roundup-ready GMOs are the main type of GMO products that are being sold in supermarkets across the country. And the concern is that this is going to increase our use of glyphosate. And there's a very, very clarion call in the New England Journal of Medicine about how we need to be careful about the pesticides that we put on our foods, and that GMOs are just simply making things worse, not better, from an environmental standpoint and a safety standpoint for humans. So check out that podcast at drhoffman.com with Stephanie Seneff. It was real dynamite. All right, we'll talk about that in the next hour. Here's an item on D-ribose. D-ribose is a type of sugar that is used for energy by athletes, and it can also be used for fibromyalgia, because fibromyalgia is thought to be an energy deficit in the muscles. That's why the muscles ache and patients are fatigued and exhausted. So D-ribose, under some brands it's called Korvalin, is used, and you got to use a fair amount of it. You got to use like a teaspoon two or three times daily for fibromyalgia or athletic performance. And the study looks at D-ribose supplementation in horses. And it's a preliminary study. They wanted to assess the safety of giving D-ribose supplementation to horses. Why horses? Why not rats? Because horses race, and horses are big bucks and win huge purses. And any kind of legal performance enhancer for a horse is going to really take off. So preliminary study, it showed that it was safely administered, didn't produce glycated proteins. That would be, in other words, hemoglobin A1C is a marker of blood sugar in humans. That's a glycated protein, glycated by the presence of sugar. And D-ribose didn't change the glycated proteins in the horses. That's good news. In addition, it protected the horses from cramping while enhancing muscle recovery. So you can add D-ribose to other sports-enhancing nutrients like Super Beets or Neo 40 to help you with your exercise program. And then I looked at the study a little more closely, and I noticed that the author of the study, the co-author, was none other than our favorite integrative cardiologist, Dr. Steven Sinatra, who I guess is doing a little consultation for some horse racers, some equestrians. So that's pretty cool stuff. Works in horses, probably likely to work in people. All right, this item, hypertensive patients benefit from acupuncture treatments. That's kind of unexpected, because you think, well, acupuncture, that's good for pain, but could it help to lower blood pressure? This study, you know, sometimes studies that, frankly, they come out of China, China, a little chauvinistic. They want to demonstrate that their traditional medical arts are superior. So if you get a study from China saying that acupuncture is beneficial, if you get a study from France saying that wine is really good for you, or a study from Germany saying that beer is good for you, or a study from Holland saying that cheese is good for you, or a study from Switzerland saying that chocolate's good for you, I don't know. You know, maybe some inherent bias. But no, this study was done at UC Irvine in California. And what they found is that patients with hypertension treated with acupuncture experienced drops in their blood pressure that lasted up to a month and a half. So the other question would be, okay, great. You know, your blood pressure drops in the acupuncturist's office only to soar when you get out on the street and confront a reality. Yeah, you know, you can relax, lie down, you're taken care of, needles are inserted, and relaxation occurs. No, it turns out that there are lasting benefits to acupuncture. Why is it? You know, there got to be a mechanism. What is it about that? Well, there were declines in blood levels of norepinephrine, which is adrenaline, 41% drop. That's pretty good. Renin, a lot of drugs are designed to block renin, drugs used for hypertension. So there was a 67% drop in renin, an enzyme produced in the kidneys that helps control blood pressure. And the electroacupuncture, it's actually electroacupuncture done with electric current, decreased aldosterone 22%. That's a hormone that regulates sodium balance. So pretty cool. The blood pressure reductions were relatively small, in the 4 to 13 millimeters of mercury range, But hey, you know, I'll take that because that's clinically significant and it can make all the difference in the world in terms of the risk of a heart attack or a stroke. All right. Here's an item that talks about arginine alpha-ketoglutarate. This is a real popular supplement. You know, you go to GNC, Vitamin Shop, you know, some of these big purveyors of sports supplements, and you see these big vats of things enriched with AAKG, arginine alpha-ketoglutarate. Well, researchers at Baylor, by the way, this is supposed to give you greater muscle strength, help you pump iron and get more buff by increasing blood flow of the muscles. But researchers studied the effects in 24 men of 7 days of AAKG supplementation, and they found that it had no significant impact on blood movement or increased arterial blood flow. And so, kind of dubious about the benefits of AAKG. Thanks for joining us for this hour. We got lots coming up in hour two, so stay with us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. Start dialing.